Tamanda Hiwa is a final year general pediatric registrar. She is from Malawi and works at a hospital called the Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital in Pretoria, Malawi. It is the biggest tertiary referral hospital in the country. Tamanda was at Red Cross for 15 months from January 2020 to March 2021, during which she got to help teams taking care of children in Cape Town coming from different parts of the world. Please remember, listeners, that the interview was recorded using both WhatsApp voice note and the studio, so the quality will be different throughout. Thank you, Tamanda, for joining our interview.
Thank you very much. My name is Tamanda, and yes, I'll be talking to you about kangaroo mother care.
Why are you passionate about kangaroo mother care?
I love newborn babies, and it's so sad when you live in a place where you don't have enough resources to take care of everybody. And when you have a method such as kangaroo mother care, which makes such a difference and helps save babies' lives, then it makes somebody like me very, very happy. So where I come from in Malawi, a couple of years ago, we're leading with the number of tiny small babies that are born per year. We had about 18 out of 100 tiny babies being born. So when you have that many babies being born, it's really, really nice when you have a method such as kangaroo mother care, which is cheap. It is easily available because you can do it anywhere. You can start doing it at the hospital. And the beauty with kangaroo mother care is they can do it at home. And it's fashioned in a way that babies get to go home with mom early. And then mom is able to do her everyday chores. She's still able to go to the river to collect water. She's still able to go to the market with tiny little baby on her chest. She's still able to clean up the house and things like that. It's very, very nice when you're able to make a difference in an area where it looks like you don't have a lot of options. So I really, really love kangaroo mother care, and I feel like it's really nice if we teach more people about it so that they know how to take care of little babies like this.
What exactly is kangaroo mother care?
Kangaroo mother care is a method of warming up babies. It was first presented a long time ago in Colombia, and it was basically an idea that came about to try and help keep small babies warm. So when I say small babies, sometimes babies are born too early before they're ready to be born. So they are born before mom has been pregnant for 9 months. So because they're born early, they're born small and they're born premature. So a lot of systems in their body are not working properly just yet. So what then happens is babies can get sick, or they're not going to eat very well, they're not going to grow very well, they might have breathing problems, and they have problems staying nice and warm. So when babies are born like that, they'll take care of them in incubators. An incubator is basically a device that is used to keep babies warm. But sometimes, especially in low-income countries, or the developing world, we don't always have access to some of these devices. So I come from a country in sub-Saharan Africa called Malawi. And in our country, we do have access to incubators, but not for every facility. Even in the big hospitals, we only have one or two incubators. And when you have an incubator, you need to be able to use it properly, and you need to have people to fix it. And we don't always have access to that. So some smart people in Colombia came up with this way where you take a baby and you put them in a skin-to-skin position with their mommy. So what they do is you just basically take the baby and you put a little nappy on them and you put socks on their feet. And sometimes you don't, if you don't have some, and then you put a cap on their head, and then you put them on mom's chest in between her breasts. And then you wrap them with cloths and towels and blankets to keep baby warm. And that way, baby stays on mommy's chest near mommy's breast. And this showed to help baby a lot because it helped baby feed. And baby had could feed anytime for long periods of times because she's there near the breast. It helped keep baby warm because mommy's body kept baby warm. It also helped mommy and baby bond.
How long and how often is it advised that a parent do this with their baby?
So the idea with KMC, KMC standing for Kangaroo Mother Care, is that you start early and that it should be continuous and prolonged skin-to-skin contact between mother and baby. So as soon as baby is stable enough to start, is when you would start it. And usually we would want baby to be on mommy's chest for as long as possible. So ideally, it's preferred that baby should be there for as long as possible. You'd stop as necessary if baby needs to be changed or bathed or, any other activities that might require that baby needs to come off. But if there's no reason why baby should come off at that moment in time, then we'd like to keep baby in that position.
What if a mother has depression after giving birth? Is this something that can help the mom? And is it still good for the baby?
Postpartum depression is a serious condition, and a lot of moms tend to have it. Some don't even know they have it. And it's really good that if a mom's not feeling right, or we're worried about mom and she's seeming to show signs of postpartum, then it's really best that mom gets seen and she gets appropriate help. I have read about a few research that has been done looking at postpartum depression and kangaroo mother care. In one study, they talked about how they reviewed preterm infants or preterm babies' moms and looked at how many had postpartum depression, and they saw that of all the moms of preterm infants or babies, the babies that went through kangaroo mother care, their moms didn't have postpartum depression. So that's just one of the studies that I've seen. So I strongly feel that kangaroo mother care would help with postpartum depression. Like we said, it helps with bonding and it helps put mom in a very good mood and makes mom feel happier and worry less about what's going on with baby, especially when she understands what's going on with baby and also when she feels like she's helping baby. So it's something that I think would be good for moms, and some studies do show that it is good for moms, and it definitely would still be very, very good for the baby because all the benefits for the baby will also still remain.
Is it as important for dads to try this type of bonding as it is for mothers?
I think it's very important that dads should take part in this type of bonding. It also allows them to not feel left out. Small babies can be very daunting or very scary to take care of, and we never really know what's going on with dad and what he's thinking. And I think it would really help him too, and help him bond with the baby. And also, it would help mom get support. Mom also needs to rest. And taking care of a small baby is a lot of work. So, mom would need as much support she can get. So, not just from dad, but from different family members as well.
Is there any way people can go to find out more information?
So I'm aware that some clinics and some hospitals do have some brochures on kangaroo mother care. They tend to make them for moms or caregivers that have babies that are going to go on Kangaroo Mother Care, but you can get some information on the internet, and a nice place to look would be the World Health Organization website. So they have some pretty nice materials there that talk about Kangaroo Mother Care. But usually clinics and hospitals, especially clinics that take care of small babies, should have these brochures available, and they should be able to share people that might be interested.
Thank you so much for the interview. It's been a great one.
Thank you so very much. Bye.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.